I've hated this idea for so long, and if the NFL does it, it's just, it's a horrible idea. Oh, Nick Ashew, Team 980. So Roger Goodell has always pushed for, you know, expanding the game internationally, which is smart in the way that they're doing it now. Now, I know players don't like the travel, and Kyle Shanahan is one of the coaches that's come out and just been like, this doesn't benefit us at all. The Commanders will be playing in London week four. So that's a home game that's taken away from them that instead is in London playing the Colts. But this is inevitable. The NFL is going to keep playing more games internationally. I mean, at some point, they're probably going to have an international week where you just have games on 24 hours a day in all time zones. There's a game in Fiji. There's a game in Australia. There's a game in South Africa. There's a game in Iceland. I don't know. I mean, they could do it anywhere at this point. And you're going to build the game worldwide, and that's a good thing. But Roger Goodell now says that there is, quote, no doubt that they will have an NFL team that is international. Now, could this mean Canada or, say, like Mexico City? All right. At least it's near the U.S. You're not across the pond in foggy old London, right? You're actually in a place that's a little bit easier to travel to. It makes the logistics a little bit simpler. But here's the thing. This all started with London. The NFL has been playing games in London forever. They've been force-feeding their worst teams to everybody over in London since long before Ted Lasso was a thing, and they were trying to give them our football, hoping that we would start to expand the game, and it's worked. It has worked. But to have a team that is actually like the London, I don't know. I don't even know what we call them. The London Fish and Chips. It's the first thing I could think of, Anthony. I don't know if that's actually the case, but hopefully they won't go with that name. But have a team in London. Do you know what the logistics are for that? Let's just start with this. I hate this so much. I hate this idea so much. We can start with travel. We talk about all of the miles traveled for teams in the NFL, right? Oh, all the places you will go. Yeah, okay. Well, when you're playing in London and you've got a six-hour flight just to get to the East Coast, that's a rough start of travel. So you'd probably have some sort of hub in the U.S. So you'd, what, would you stay here 3 weeks, a month? And you're going to have guys in, I don't know, where would we make the hub? Would it be in the middle of the U.S. so travel's easier to the East Coast and the West Coast? And you've got a, what, at the London Fish and Chips are have a team facility in Wyoming? I mean, where would this be? And then you've got guys that have to stay at a place in London. If you play for the London Fish and Chips, you've also then got to have a place to stay for your random hub that's in the middle of the country so you can travel to the East Coast and the West Coast. Oh, and then you've got to also get free agents, right? How is a team in London going to sign free agents? Because there are going to be quite a few players that are just like, uh-uh, I'm not going over there. You got families, you want to move them to another country? That's not hard. Now, some might jump at the opportunity. Sure, they might. You're still limiting that organization and what they can do in free agency. Then you've got to actually deal with what the travel looks like for other teams. How does that work? So then are we just going to keep doing it? So every week, whatever they're, are they going to spend a month over in London? And then it's a different team every week that's flying over there. So now you got more teams traveling more miles to fly 6 hours, if not more. What if you're coming from the West Coast? So what if the 49ers play the London Fish and Chips? Do they go East Coast first? So then they go to the East Coast and they play the Giants. Oh, and then after that's done, then they fly to London. So then you've got a longer road trip for teams on the West Coast. What is Seattle going to do? That's a long flight just to the East Coast. Then you're going to London on top of that. The logistics of this are such a grind. This is where the NFL is overthinking things. This is where they overthink things. Where you start adding extra games, extra days of the week, longer flight, more just miles in the air and travel and the grind and all that. You are going to hurt your product. There is a certain point where the NFL will go too far. I mean, they're getting to a point now where they want to renegotiate their TV contracts, right? They're mad at NBC because NBC is paying $1.2 billion for the NBA, and they're only paying $1 billion for Sunday Night Football, even though it's one game versus a huge package of games. That doesn't matter. For the NFL, it's you're paying the NBA more dollars than you're paying us. We want more. The NFL is going to get to a point where they're going to start pricing out all of these networks because they can't afford what the NFL wants anymore. And the NFL is going to think that they can just hold tech companies like YouTube and Amazon hostage Like, oh, yeah, you'll pay us all the money we want. Here's the spoiler alert. YouTube doesn't need the NFL. YouTube likes having football. And, yeah, they've got YouTube TV, but I'm talking YouTube, YouTube. Nothing is watched more on TVs in people's homes than YouTube. YouTube. That is the new TV. But they're doing it without the NFL. See, regular TV, TV networks, desperately needs the NFL. They need live show, they need live programming, right? There's nothing that brings eyeballs more to your network than the NFL. Period. It's not even arguable. Yes, other live sports help, but the NFL is the monster, and TV networks need it. YouTube's already thriving. Amazon's already thriving. Netflix is already thriving. Now, has Netflix had some ups and downs? Sure. And, you know, again, Prime is a million different other things mixed in there. But these are successful companies that don't need the NFL to the point where the NFL is going to want so much, thinking that they just have these deep pockets at YouTube or these deep pockets at Netflix. And Netflix is going to go, nah, it's too much now. We don't want it anymore. We'll be good. YouTube, ah, pff, we don't need it. We got creators left and right building stuff. That's literally our business model. You're extra. We don't need that. The NFL has got to be really, really careful because they're getting to that point now. Extra game in the regular season is coming. We're going to have another one in the 18th game. Thursday night football is already hit or miss, right? Sometimes you get good games and sometimes you don't. Short week, offenses look like they're struggling a little bit at times. Teams are a little banged up, sluggish, whatever the case is. It's not a good product a lot of times on Thursday night. Then they want to start adding other games of the week. We're adding Christmas even though, you know, it's a Wednesday. Okay. What makes football so great, and specifically the NFL, but college football is the same way, is that it becomes an event because you're not seeing it all the time. It's the old absence makes the heart grow fonder. But like it is, right? You get to a point where you haven't had football in days. I mean, look at people who are like, preseason football injected into my veins. It's like those are third stringers. It's the Hall of Fame game. But people still want to watch it. It's still a thing. You get to a point where you're going to water down the entire product too much. Now, it's a long way to go because the NFL has monster ratings. I understand that. But I can just see this. They can be, I mean, they can make this something that starts to, like, they're going to have to figure out what the future looks like for the NFL. And it should not be a game in London or a team in London. I mean, Anthony, I could maybe argue that Canada could have some NFL teams. The problem is that Canada really loves Canadian football. Like, I don't know how much they would embrace even our football. Their football is a little bit different. I think that might even be an issue for them.
Yeah, it is definitely different. The fields are different. Actually, one of my friends and frat brothers, he used to play in the Canadian Football League. And he always, you know, talks about like how different it is. But they do love their football up there is what I'll tell you, because he said the crowds, the family, I mean, the friends, the family, they all come out and support, you know, their product of football that they have up there. So it definitely would be an interesting dynamic to see, you know, who goes to what games. But at the end of the day, it is sports. Just like we have the DC Defenders here and like the Washington Commanders. Granted, they don't happen during the same season. But if you're a fan of sports and you want to get out to a game, like, you're going to spend your hard-earned money going out and, you know, watching a product. So if the product is good, I think they'll still go out and, you know, support it.
Even if it's in London.
Now, London, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we see people over in Europe, they pop out and
they do
go to games and stuff like that. So,
but see, here's the difference here. It's like when we have like Premier League friendlies or something at, you know, the Commander's Stadium, it's an event, right? And it's like a one-off thing or it's something that's special. If you actually have a home team that plays American football in London, you've got to get fans wanting to go see that every single week, which I do think they could. And they're obviously not going to do that if they don't think there's enough interest there. And it's been like London has been doing this enough where you've built up young fans that love American football. It exists. There's no question it's there. But it's going to be really hard to have an organization that's actually there for all those other logistics I talked about, right? Like, how long are you staying in the U.S. versus over in London? Do they have to work that schedule around? How are you going to get free agents to go there? Not everybody's going to want to go play in London, live in London. Some might jump at the opportunity, but a lot won't, especially when you got kids. I think that's tough. I think that's a really tough sell, and it would set that organization back behind a lot of other organizations, just because it's not that London may not be a great city. It's not. It's just that it's not in the U.S., and I think a lot of players would just choose other places. And I think that, Anthony, would be a – I think it'd be a problem for them. I think it would hold that organization back should they have one over there in London.
Yeah, definitely would be tough. And I forget the metric, but they definitely do use some metric in the NFL where they – basically map out all the miles traveled by, you know, certain NFL teams and the impact that it has on, you know, a team's win or loss record. I want to say 2 years ago, we were like top 10 in least amount of miles traveled, and that ended up boding well for us because, again, rest and recovery is huge for these athletes. So if you're constantly on the road, in the air, not getting the treatment that you need, the sleep that you need, that's going to have a toll and effect on your body. So I think you mentioned, like, if you're on the West Coast and having to travel to Europe, like, that would be brutal. Like, mid-season, having to deal with that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really like Europe being a permanent location. I think if you're in North America, Mexico, Canada, like, I think that may work slightly better. I mean, you look at the MLB, you look at the NHL, like, they have teams that are in Canada, like multiple teams in the NHL that are in Canada, and they somehow make it work. So I think those would be the two destinations that I would love for, you know, an international team to be.
The 49ers are going to travel 37,862 miles, air miles, this year with their schedule. That's the most. The Panthers will travel just 8,641 miles, which is the fewest in 2026. 49ers have a grind of a schedule, and they already got six, seven guys on IR? Right now. The 49ers are going to make the longest road trip of the season because they've got to go 15,000 air miles from Santa Clara to Melbourne for week one. Now, it's week one, so it's not like you're jumping around and you're in the middle of the schedule, at least there. But it's just, this is why Kyle Shanahan hates it. I mean, he came out and said, like, it doesn't benefit the players, it benefits the league, but it doesn't. And again, expanding the game internationally is smart. It does make sense. But for all the stuff that you still laid out there, Anthony, like, you still have guys that are actual humans that this will affect them differently than other teams, because there are teams that don't travel as much and have a grind of a schedule. And that stuff late in the season, it wears down a guy's body. The sleep's not good. Like, the recovery's not there. Like, we know recovery matters. Sleep matters. Like, we can have this grind culture that's out there, sleeping 4 hours a night, blah, blah. No, man, like, if you're a pro athlete, you got to get sleep. That's when your body recovers the most. That is, you have to have that. And when guys are getting screwed up with that, and they're tired and worn down, there's beyond just like, oh, it's tough, you're a football player. There's also, hey, it's a bad product on the field. Short weeks, like, Thursday night games really aren't great. I'd rather have Monday night football doubleheaders and no Thursday night game. I really would. Because the games are so hit or miss that sometimes you watch it and go, is this even football? And then sometimes they're good. But it's just too up and down when they do that. And that's what drives me insane. Though I do think at some point I could see a Super Bowl going overseas to a place like London, and that would make more sense because it's still one big off event. But you're going to piss a lot of people off going, you've taken our final game and our biggest game, and you've taken it outside the country, and I think that would make a lot of people upset too. But I think we are at the point now where the NFL has just got to be careful with some of the places they're really pushing, because it can hurt this league. It's not invincible, all right? It's not invincible. But it is still king in this country. All right, we'll talk to Kevin Sheehan next. Nick Ashew, Team 980.